I'm good.
Used to move bass like Juan Pierre. Oh, that's not good.
George Lick.
There we go. I keep saying this every week. The interesting part is, y'all don't care. Can y'all still hear? I can hear Brandon. All right, it's not me, just me then. All right, cool. See what I'm saying?
It's a delay.
It's a delay. All right. Y'all gonna keep on correcting me, or can we
No, keep on correcting.
Can we do? All right, cool. It's fine. I'm here to learn in 2023. I'm here to adapt and understand what's really going on. I've been trying to show people, like, when it hit the light, the lights come on and the voice switches, that's when you know it's like, okay, he ready. All right, that's fine. I'm over here peeking. I'm peeking. Not tweaking, just peeking. What's good, y'all? Yours truly, DJ Knotts here, chopping in for another edition of the Pause for Applause podcast. I know we hear it, too. We're going to keep on pushing through. Alongside my partner in crime, the one and only...
It's Will, y'all. Will of Thrill. Professional shit talker extraordinaire. Love of the people, the culture, and everything about it. Yeah. And I know.
How you feeling?
Chilling, blood.
How you, black?
Hey, out here maintaining. He talking to you, Court.
I was about to bring Court in, too. Court, what's good?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too, bro. How you?
I'm wonderful. Can we get team jackets like that, though? That's all I want to know.
Hey, this is a Christmas gift. Man.
That's hard, brother.
Source.
Listen. Focus, what's good, brother? The legend Focus checking in, man. Somebody you, bro.
Somebody must love you.
Yeah. Focus, I got to get you another hoodie, too, man. What's good, y'all?
Yeah, we here, man.
All right.
Good Tuesday.
All right, let's get to it, man. We only got a certain amount of time. Right, okay. I got places to be, things to do.
First things first.
Get my free throws.
Oh, you got your free throws, so you ready? Use it.
First things first.
What's first things first,
man? You watch the game this weekend?
Oh, man. Man. I need some water.
I didn't know Will was coming like that.
Listen.
Court, it's not even for you, yo. It's really for my man who'll be tearing my team apart. Deservingly so. So I can't get mad. But you know what I mean? So today I got to ask him how to go this week.
BR, what up?
It was a tough weekend for New York, period.
Yeah, no, right?
Yeah, New York and went home.
Yeah.
Y'all with us now. Y'all on vacation. Really? We in Cancun. Come on. Nah, come join us.
I mean, we out here fishing. That's fine. But the thing of it is,
we got cabanas picked out. Come hang out with us.
I didn't want to say nothing on the air when I was talking to people and talking like I normally. I talk a little bit of shit. I don't talk a lot of shit when it comes to sports because, you know, I'm not into it like I used to be. But the point of it was, I knew we was going to lose that game.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there DJing.
As a fan or as a realist?
A realist.
As a realist.
That's a fact. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, when we came out of there, I said, y'all beating the Vikings. And I was like, nah, y'all beating them. This game came out, I was like,
go ahead, Knox. I gotta get my two pieces.
This is bad.
No, I'm gonna keep it short. Because ain't no point in talking about losing. That's right. Why Queens want to talk about it, because they used to talking about that shit. That's all.
See how you try to flip it?
Flipping. It's fine. Yeah. But the thing of it is,
you just scored more points than the Giants did Sunday.
That's cool. That's accurate,
that
though. That is accurate, though. So my point
how
is
long
this.
You sat on that?
My point is this. Until
yo.
Until our squad learns how to keep the quarterback in the pocket and know how to deal with a scrambling quarterback, we're going to have this problem every year. The most recent two times that we won a Super Bowl, when the last time the Jets? Never mind. We ain't got that kind of time. So the point is, the two times you won the Super Bowl most recently, our front four kept the damn quarterback in the pocket and kept the pressure on him.
Hey, what's the statue for most recently? Is it a decade or is it more?
It's definitely a decade.
We need
to hurry up.
So that was it's not recently then.
You stopped selling work for 10
years. What are you talking about?
You don't sell drugs no more.
Yeah, I'm drug dealer. Right. So you won a chip in 2011. It's 23. That don't count.
Some we won one in 2011.
Yeah,
won
so
every decade.
So it's not
recently. Every decade. Don't get it false. We got this decade to make it happen. At the end of the day, we got a good track record.
Yo, why is Will laughing like this sound effect?
Because I knew this was coming.
You
want
to see me cry? I just
love it, man.
I'm proud, bro.
I'm gonna shoot y'all some super bell.
No, don't do that. Let Court go. Giants fans only. Go ahead, Court.
I'm gonna swing it back.
I'm not a giant hater. That's why I can talk about it.
I'm gonna swing it back, but I'm proud, bro. I'm proud, man. I feel like after everything from the start of the season, people wasn't expecting us to win more than four games.
This is a lottery.
You
want
to be honest?
Yeah,
but you know. To piggyback what you all were saying, if you want me to go into detail, I just feel like we just got out number. We just personnel wise, we just wasn't better.
That's it, man.
You know, and we've been playing with house money all year, so
we've been winning. I'm happy with this season.
Cashed out that night.
They cashed us all the way out.
They had a great year. Now I'm curious. Without turning this shit into a sports podcast, my last point.
Thank you.
Y'all got to pay. You're going to have to pay Daniel and Saquon.
Yeah. Which is possible.
They can do it.
It's possible.
But that's going to be it. You're
you know
not
what's
doing
funny, though? It's going to get too sportsy, but yeah. Yeah.
We got a whole off-season.
Right.
We got a whole off-season to get to.
That really was my weekend update. That's wanted to get that shit off.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and this is the last thing.
Nick Foles.
Is anybody being the Eagles? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Who that?
49ers.
See, I don't see that.
There was only one defense that could deal with the 49ers, and that was the Cowboys.
I don't trust Purdy.
What other team kept them under 20 points? It's about to get real sports here.
All right, I'm getting bored.
Yeah.
All
right, I don't trust Purdy at all. I like Philly in that game.
Oh, man.
I like Philly by at least.
I like Philly. I like Philly and Cincinnati Super Bowl right there.
Philly and Cincy Super Bowl.
I think Pat Mahomes got one leg.
Speaking of New York sports.
All right, good transition. Let's go.
I definitely had a good weekend, man. I got to watch the Knicks get dumped off on court side.
Damn, bro.
Oh, you was at the game?
Yeah, I got to go to the game. Shouts out to my man Vern. But, yo.
What?
That was, you talking about an experience, bro?
There we
go. I was
like
a kid in the candy store. I couldn't even hold myself. Like, I tried to go in there all GQ. Of course, I was feeling myself, but I was trying to act normal. Like, this is something I do on a regular. Nah. I was recording everything, bro.
Did you have your feet on the hardwood?
Man, nah, I ain't get that close. I tried. But I was close enough, man. Listen, I ain't had to zoom in on my camera.
Nice.
I like dope. It.
I got to see him sweat.
I like it.
So yeah,
I like it.
Pause. Yeah. Fact.
Hey, yo.
Fact, yeah. But, you know, them playing Knicks.
Listen.
I had the whole fan experience, dog. It was crazy.
You one of us. I'm that.
Yeah.
So that's my weekend. I ain't going to lie.
Lost him. Oh, there we go.
How was your weekend, us?
Shit. Now y'all got me thinking about sports. It was good. Good energy. Great energy. Man, listen, I worked a lot this weekend, so I'm grateful and thankful for that.
Amen.
Always making memories. Listen, man, I've been trying to tell people about when it comes to me DJing, right? I know paralleling to the left real quick. Every time I DJ, I really be trying to make a memory or get somebody naked, women preferably. So those be my goals when I DJ.
I
was about to say.
Yeah, I know.
You naked?
So. Didn't we not talk about this? What happened in the Bahamas?
Hypothetically?
Nah, literally.
No, we didn't.
How'd that work?
I would have remembered this story. No.
I want people partying forgetting about their worries so much.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Drop down.
Clothes coming out. Coming off. That's my goal.
It's getting hot.
That's my goal. So, yeah.
Charging $60 for drinks. Probably will get that.
Dead ass.
$80 for lamb chops.
Right.
Come on, man. I just want one.
Right.
But no, so Friday, like you said, each and every Friday, I'm at Jules Lounge. Shout out to them.
Damn,
you had a great time.
Vibe.
Yeah. It's a whole vibe, man.
Vibe.
And then Sundays we do
shout out to the
Handlebar. Pause if needed. We do the comedy night over there. Shout out ATL Mix Show, and that's just a good kickback. You know, it's comedy. So you know, I be trying to turn it into something else. It's just cause, you know what I mean? Just cause they don't expect it. Give them something a little different. But you know, my weekend was good. I ain't go to court this week, so I ain't got no court stories.
Amen.
Right. Court, amen. Did you hear it last week? Oh wait, I'm gonna clip it up and I'm gonna post it.
All right.
Are you online? All right, cool. All right, let's get into it. We gotta get into it. Wait, right. We didn't talk about you. Let me guess.
I watched the game.
You watched the game and you went to sleep.
Right again.
All right, there we go.
That's
all
a
right.
Great weekend.
No, but I got some on my weekend, but I'm
bring it back.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll that.
All right,
first I want to talk about your favorite rapper Gunna.
Again?
Nah. Yo, fam.
Run it down.
I gotta get this shit
Jeremy,
off.
What up?
I gotta get this off as a joke, and then we can go to the other things we're gonna talk about. Yo, fam, you really tried to hand him a perk inside the
corner? Oh man.
Dead ass though?
I don't understand what's
going on. Oh my god.
Right? Nah, but dead ass, you gonna try to hand me it?
Mafia would never.
Listen.
I seen that shit out. I was like, what type of rinky dink operation? I'd have been like, yo, fam, what are you doing? Bro, hey, he tried to hand me this shit. Fam, I'm on trial for my life.
You crazy?
What are you doing? You think this one pill is going to change something for me?
I would think you on some setup business.
Yeah, like you can't, yo, fam, bro, I don't even know him. I'd ask him to do that.
You know, that I ain't want to cut you off, but that's one of the conspiracies that came out. Like, they was doing that to delay the trial.
Please let that be a thing. Because the other side of it is so stupid. I'd have been like this.
Yeah.
What you, fam?
Yo, he looking out for him. Let me not play with that. I'm not going to do that.
Be like this.
I'm not going to do it.
You just did a drug deal in front of the cops.
Well, there's 19 cops in here.
He was going to say hello.
Four cameras on me.
It's a camera everywhere.
On me.
Got a camera up your
19
nose.
Photographers. What is you doing?
I'm still saying allegedly.
At this point, I'm convinced everybody wants to.
If he was gonna do that, bro, you should have grabbed it like you was about to hit me up and be like, "No, nigga." And then I could have, you know what I mean? Got if I'm that, if I needed that shit that bad,
that's probably the only way you could.
Some movie shit.
Yeah. But the way they did it, yo, what's up, dog? The classic hand to hand handshake.
Like they don't teach that in
I'm watching
in,
that shit. I was like, yo,
like they don't teach the hand to hand in the academy.
Yeah. When you see the academy, you was like, nah. Nah, that wasn't. That's that. That wasn't real.
I thought it was some clown business.
That's not real.
The blogs are getting nuts now. Like, nah, this is true.
That's not. They going too far. That didn't happen. No, it happened. Anyway, I'm off that. So it made me think about this shit. I see a bunch of people fucking are unfollowing and then separating themselves from Gunna here recently. And we all know why. So my question is, in the midst of the YSL case, like a lot of rappers separating themselves from him. Like we've all had to like cut friends off for disrespect or any other like many transgressions. That's all happened to everybody. But have you ever cut a friend off for some shit they did to someone else that really had nothing to do with you? But like you see them OD on somebody and was like, "Nah, my nigga, I don't fuck with you."
Yeah,
I think we all have.
Give me that time, Court.
Yeah.
Ooh, detail.
Don't go too far.
No names. No names. Yeah. What I tell you.
Like, what do you see that somebody?
I had a situation where you know one of my buddies. We had this this lady that was like our stepmom type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she let us in. You know, cooked for us. This was that motherly figure to us, and we had high respect for her. I know me especially, but he ended up wilding out on some shit. Excuse my language, and you know, kind of said some words, and he got back to me, and I wasn't jacking it, you know. And after the details I heard, I really just couldn't respect it. And it was like either I cut you off, or we gonna duke it. You know what I mean? Just because I don't see no other way. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
it was one way out of this.
Yeah, and it's like I'm one of them people where I advocate for you only real is the man next to you. You know, so if I consider you somebody I stand next to, you gotta be able to hold the same morals and principles that I do.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And certain things I just can't co-sign. And me being your friend after that. Like I said, we either gonna do what we gotta do, or we just not gonna be friends. You feel me? So either way, it's gonna hurt me. So it don't matter.
That's interesting. Go ahead. I didn't want
to. No. I'm good. I'm good. I was gonna say like that shit is just a tough thing because I always say like, do I give you the opportunity to explain yourself, or do I watch you do some shit I might consider some sucker shit or some foul shit and be like, nah, my nigga, this shit is a dub. We don't need to speak no more. And I just not talk to you, or I'll be like, "Yo, fam, what was up with that shit? Like, what was that?
What's
like,
been the deciding factor?
Yeah, like, yeah, your response is everything.
Yeah, like, yo, what happened here? Because in my mind, I'm like, I'm probably know I ain't fucking with you, but maybe I'm looking at this shit. Maybe you got a different perspective. Let me hear what the hell you got to say. But the reality is, the odds are, if you at the point of asking that question, shit is probably a dub.
Mm-hmm. I've cut off a lot of cats just you know doing my run, dealing with the people I dealt with. It was like, yo, if you did some shiesty business, like you was doing bad business or you was just sliming people out, and so, I definitely was cutting you off because it's like, at the end of the day, you know, they see us together, they going to feel like it's up for both of
you
us.
You okay with it?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Not only that, if they doing that shit, I feel like I'm next.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
Like, yo,
if you doing that to everybody else, I'm next.
Yeah. Cause you ain't got no respect, you ain't got no guidelines, no ethics, no code, none of that at all. So, okay, that's what I was going to ask you. So, where did you draw the line? Like, how is one situation, okay, I'm going to hear you out, but the other situation, nah, I ain't even try to hear that.
I think there's levels to this shit. Now, the particular shit that I'm talking about, yeah, I'm pretty sure I ain't fucking with you because my life on the line. So, yeah, it can't get much higher than where we at right here with this one.
What, you want to share some details?
I'm talking about Gunna shit. Like,
okay.
To me, that's like, we don't have to speak, bro. I see where you at.
Mm.
Like it's nothing to be talked about at that point. Like I don't think Gunna needs to talk. I'm stuck at this point. Like we know what it is.
You bad for business. You bad for my face card.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, you're a risk because you can get me in some shit.
Like I mean? Fram, like they got me booked and you help. Like yeah, like hey, put some sauce on it.
I still think, and this is my conspiracy theory acting up. I still think there's some kind of back office play that we'll hear about later on. I still don't think Gunna is just gonna have no play, no say so in Thug's case, and I have no information to back this up. This is just a feeling that I have, mm-hmm. to where it can derail the prosecution's case against Thug. That's me. Maybe I'm being hopeful, yeah, but
I think if you want me to just put my little quick spill on, I think that the prosecutors basically was like, yo, we don't care for the little fish. We want the big fish. So we're going to take the little fish and use them to get the big fish. And so, and Gunner was the, it fell for the bait. Mm. You know what I mean? So, and this is my thing.
DA 101.
The co-founder, Mondo, whatever his name.
He did an interview.
Driveway Cam, what up?
He basically was saying he wasn't jacking. He felt like he what he did was flaw. And from another word of mouth, from, you know, just word of mouth.
Yeah. You in the streets, so I don't know. No.
Yikes. Technically.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Not like that.
Yeah.
Like, my bad. Let me get the clarify. Hold on. My fault. Shit.
I'll be outside. I ain't active. But yeah. They were saying that Young Thug never knew about any of these plea deals. Like, and see, and that goes back to my point when I said I feel like the state, that was a play on their end just to get the big fish. Because it's like, yo, we have too many loose ends with all these cats. You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, we got to get somebody. So why not? Bro, let's put it all on the big fish.
The state's going to sit you in there, but I'm not even offering you nothing yet. I ain't even asking nothing yet. I'm just going to let you sit here for a second. Mm-hmm. And how you looking? Like, because if you ain't never really had to sit inside that damn cell and let everything boil in your mind. Mm. When they say mind tramp, that's where your mind play tricks on you, bro.
Yeah.
Because, bro, you be seeing shit that's happening that ain't none of that shit happening outside. Mm. But you don't know. Because you can't get answers. You can't investigate nothing. So you sitting there lost. Like, damn, what's this happening? What's happening with that? Damn, do I need to do this? Hey, is he going to tell on me? I offer him something? Like, I need people to understand. Like, it's easy to say, nah, I ain't with that snitchy shit. Okay. Go sit your ass in that box. Because he there by himself on solitary, because you know he ain't putting him with nobody.
It makes it 20 times
23 and 1.
When you're rich, too.
23 and 1, you don't see nobody but COs, and you might see an orderly. But I even doubt that, because he's super high profile. Mm. Like, so you see COs, and you get an ow out.
That's it.
That's it. So you sitting there, you don't know what the fuck going on. You ain't seen the TV, read a newspaper. You don't know, man.
These days,
bro,
you can live your best life in prison. So stay solid.
Yeah, you got an iPhone in prison. You good, bro? Like, what else you need? You connected. It's over.
You just got to get through the
home.
County.
FaceTiming.
County be the hardest time. Yeah. But I was gonna say. Question.
I had a cousin try to FaceTime me right quick from fucking. I was like, my nigga, get off my phone, bro. Yo, be safe, my nigga.
17 other call people, me, random nigga. People texting you.
Yeah, I put money in your books. Don't hit me on this shit.
Don't FaceTime,
bro. What are we doing?
Right.
I have nothing. Like, and we've. Yeah, no. Exactly. I don't want to talk about anything with you. Call me on that phone that's pre-recorded.
IP address.
Yeah, bro, no, thank you. I got my own problems.
Question,
but I'm
though.
Sorry, go ahead.
Should people hold Gunna accountable? Just as if we would do an R. Kelly for committing a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Should we hold Gunna accountable for what he's done or considered to have done?
Allegedly. Yep.
And it's like, Should civilians really care about street politics?
I think it's level. So I can't compare him to R. Kelly. That's just R. Kelly's. Well,
should
fucking,
we hold him accountable?
But I look at him like
I'm about to say, look at the 6ix9ine example.
Yeah, so, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, 6ix9ine probably a close example. But I'm looking at, like, show me the difference.
In what sense?
Between the two. Like, people saying they don't fuck with 6ix9ine. He's this and he's that, right?
Yeah, but he out here.
Yeah, but show me the difference between what he did and what Gunna did.
And see, but I put Gunna in that situation, that same discussion when we talk about, like you said, your R. Kelly's, where it's like, it's hard to separate the man from the music. You get what I'm saying? The artist from the crime.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So my question is, like, okay, Should we hold Gunna accountable, or as a civilian, should we just not give a fuck? You feel what I'm saying? Mm. But see, only reason that people not really care for 6ix9ine is because his music wasn't that great. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you think.
He had a wave.
Definitely.
He had a wave. He was hot. Don't get me wrong. I think a lot of that was the Treyway effect. But
yeah.
But he's trash.
His music is trash. My opinion. So with Gunna, everybody's at a crossroad, because it's like,
we like Gunna.
He got a lot of hits. Yeah,
yeah, fuck with him.
So it's like, Do we hold him accountable, or we just, like, as a civilian, be like, F it?
What does it look like? Okay, in your point of view, to you personally, not your point of view, to you personally, what would holding him accountable look like for him being out?
I mean, me personally, the way I listen to artists, I have to relate to you. I have to feel what you're saying. So authenticity.
Authenticity.
Authenticity. Mm-hmm. I was going to trip on that for a minute.
Oh, you got you good. Yeah.
And your genuineness and who you really are matters to me. So with that being said, it's like, you know, dude got joint. He got records out contradicting everything he's done. So it's just, it's hard. It's going to be hard for me as a fan. So it's like, I'd rather not. Be honest with you. And it's not just me kind of like, oh, you should, because I'm a civilian. I really don't care.
I ain't outside like
you know
that,
what I mean? You're not, I don't hang with you. I'm not around the people you hang around. So I don't really have to have an opinion about it.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about me supporting you and listening to you and listening to what you have to say, I got to respect you in some sort. Yeah. And I just don't.
We don't believe you.
Yeah.
You need more people.
So even with everything that Gunna's done to give back and help other people and things like that, you're saying the music and what the content was about the music outweighs all of that.
Yeah.
Will you?
I appreciate all the good things you've done, but I am a civilian, so I'm saying that out loud, that's what I am. but I will tell you this.
Unless Queen's involved.
If and when I was outside
yeah,
and you did that type of shit, it's cancel time. Like we canceled Tekashi, and he fucking told on some motherfuckers that was ODing and extorting him.
Yeah.
That wasn't even your mans. They was ODing on you, and we gave him shit for that.
Yeah.
And he deserved it.
Are you? What I'm about to say? You on his side now?
Oh no, hell no. He deserved
it. I just wondered.
Motherfucker, you shouldn't have got involved if you didn't want to get involved. You're bad. You need some street cred. They gave it to you, and for that, some hood niggas did some hood nigga shit to you. Surprise. Right. You know what I mean? I'm looking at Gunna shit. To me, in my opinion. That shit feels worse to me because, that's your man's.
Yeah.
They wasn't stealing from you. Those were supposed to be your guys.
Mm. He didn't take no money from you from, the first year.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all supposed to be family. All of that shit and all of those fucking street terms we use that don't be some bullshit.
Like, you didn't have a reason to do what you did. You just panicked.
So let me double down then. Because I think this newer generation of people who are fans, like real fans of Gunna and Thug, I think they're going to look at it differently.
Oh, they don't care.
That's what I was going to say.
People don't care, bro.
And that's what I was going to say.
And it's just like with like you said, I keep using R. Kelly as an example because
I don't know why.
He's just one of those artists that's committed a crime that, you know, it has two, that now has two opinions to it. Some people only still listen to the music because they just feel like they like the music, bump what he did. Type, you feel him? Not bump what he did, but I just like the music type thing.
Right.
They standing on that side of it.
Yeah.
But, so I feel like they're doing the same thing with Gunna. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Letting it ride.
Okay. Did you want to hear the R. Kelly project?
What?
You said R. Kelly.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait.
Did you want to hear it?
No.
Oh, okay. Did you? I was interested, but I didn't catch it.
The album that you supposed to drop?
It came out for a week. And like, I mean,
30 seconds.
Were you interested at all?
Huh?
Interested at all?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be the same thing. Either he's going to just be telling on himself some more, like he did with Trapped in the Closet, or he's going to make some other sexual music where he's talking about underage girls again, and people, you know what I'm saying? It's the same. It's not like he's going
to
switch it up.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not, like I said, I'm not an extremist, so I'm not going to listen to hear a Gunna song that I like, and I'm vibing and be like, yo, turn it off, nigga, shit. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm a vibe, bro. I'm a vibe, because at the end of the day, the nigga make good music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, R. Kelly, like, they make good music, right? So
that's part of the crossover and start playing R. Kelly. That was the resolution.
But I supported him playing in my car, it had to be by default. I would never do it on my own discretion.
Oh my gosh.
That way.
Alright, I'm gonna stay music for just 1 second, bro.
Man, please.
So I seen I can't even say it's not an exact person, but like some shit circled Twitter, but like them doing Mount Rushmore's and he did a Mount Rushmore of hip hop music in Chicago. And all right, so I know I'm in a different hip hop bracket than some of my other hip hop fans out here.
Wait, let me make sure I understand it right. So someone,
Twitter,
Twitter, and that means probably means Black Twitter,
Twitter as a person,
put together a Mount Rushmore of only Chicago artists,
only Chicago rappers.
All right, go ahead. I just want to make sure I was following.
Yeah, only Chicago rappers.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And the four were...
Wait. Can I guess?
Shit, run it. Let's go.
Come on. All right, let me guess. Without knowing a person's name or their age, which is very key. And this is all hip-hop, right? Tell me
all,
that much.
All hip-hop.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the most reckless one. I got to stop doing this to this brother because I ain't got nothing against him. But I'm pretty sure G Herbo was on there.
Correct.
Listen.
Yo, show some love.
All right, so that's what I'm saying. It sounds like I be hating, but I'm not. I'm just, I'm just, you know.
I'll save the hate for me. I got it.
All right, cool. So G Herbo's one. I'm going to go two is going to be Chief Keef.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
Change the world.
Three is going to be, oh, they're going to do the wild card. And what's Shorty's name? Oh, what is her name?
Not her?
Yeah. I think they put a woman on there. Did I at least get that right?
No.
Ah, shit. Okay, so two out of three. And then I'm going to go Dirk.
Yeah, Dirk's on there.
So who's the one I missed?
King Von.
Okay. Shit. I can see that.
They had G Herbo, mm-hmm. Dirk, King Von, and Chief Keef.
All right, so obviously this is somebody in the age range of like 22 to 28, somewhere around there.
So immediately I got to go to court first. Court, is are you comfortable with those four?
No.
All right, so who's got? All right, so I know Chief Keef's staying on yours.
Yeah.
All right, course. So that's one.
He's on the top of the Mount Rushmore. All right.
So now that's three more. Uh-huh. Where you going with the other three?
G Herbo.
Herbo's on it.
I'm talking about influence.
I got you.
Chief Keef, Herbo, Dirk. I got it, Dirk. Yeah. I got to go Dirk because
Dirk is Dirk.
This generation, he's going.
Nah, he goes crazy. Yeah.
Now
I'm curious. This fourth one was
Kanye.
Let's go.
Just for the hell of it. All right.
Nah, not the hell.
Nah, yay is yay.
Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead.
Nah, I didn't agree with the King Von placement. I just felt like that was just clout.
Respect to the dead. Yeah. I got you. Okay. Respect.
Yeah, bless.
Definitely. So, but sure.
Yeah. So three out of four you agree with for sure.
Yeah. Lil Durk, Chief Keef, G Herbo, definitely. And then you got Kanye.
All right, so that's theirs. Not just give me yours, though.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know, because it's funny. Y'all let us see the difference in the... like I'm the hip hop gap, like between like the.
Oh, let's have some fun. Like, you want to be serious?
Yeah.
Ah, shit! I was about to have some fun. All right, cool.
Or have some fun.
No, that's
I'll be
fine.
Serious. Good.
No, but,
good cop, bad cop. Run.
Nah, because when I wild out. So let's do. All right. So my that's four, encompassing my experience. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go Kanye.
Yes.
I'm gonna go Chance.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah, this is about to look like my list.
I'm gonna go Chance. I'm gonna go Kanye. I'm gonna go Dirk. I think he's done enough. Respect. I definitely think he's done enough.
Chicago.
And then fourth, I'm gonna go. I gotta go Common. It's too much. I gotta go Common. I gotta do it. Common is a layup. Yo, you know the funny part is, and I'm gonna let y'all go. The funny part is, what's your homegirl name? And it was a meme. She was like, yo, Common is the most popular rapper I've never seen rap.
Right. Was the female rapper you was gonna say was the brat?
Not wrong.
I was gonna go Shauna.
Okay.
I was gonna go Shauna over the brat.
He went too far.
So I'm gonna
use my all old head list because these are the my four favorites.
Bluetooth.
Now,
what up?
I respect that the mine is similar to yours in that I got Ye.
Uh-huh.
I got shit, I'm lost it that fast. I got Common. Who's you said one just not enough.
Just say Knots list. That's what you got
to
do.
Chance the rap.
I got Chance, Yay, and Common. So now, who I think should be on there is Chief Keef.
Definitely.
Who I think should be on it.
Keef over Dirk. Why?
I just think because
Keef birthed Dirk.
I was about to say that's it.
My bad.
Like he was it. Like he was the pioneer for all that shit. Like. That's the guy. My mother, drink your drink. My mom. Like, yeah, like that was the guy. Like, he's they fucking, like, yeah, he's that.
Yeah.
Like, for all that Chicago drill and all of that shit, y'all, they trying to get off.
Yeah.
Like, he's that. Like, so I don't want to ever, like, take away from he did. Now, my full old head list, who I want to hear from Chicago.
Here you go.
Is my fourth one is going to be Lupe. But I get the fact that, like, that's a different, that's a me thing.
But did Lupe have enough?
Yes, he does.
I mean, that's for as a fan.
And
a
I'm being sure.
I'm a fan, and he does have enough. But a realistic list, I can't put him over what Chief Keef did. For me.
I feel what you say.
And I'm not even in love with the fucking music that Chief Keef made. It's just that I can see it.
Can we find an African mountain that we can start making this comparison?
with nine names.
I just don't want to call it Mount Rushmore no more. I don't want to refer to it.
right, so
something somewhere. I want to just right, you know so cool. find another.
So, which got me to the thinking like now I'm gonna fuck up three more cities and over this. Now I'm Let's fucking three it. More cities. Right. So now I need a now I need a Rushmore for New York. Four New York rappers. Go.
I can't do it.
Go Nas.
I can't do it.
Too late. Go ahead.
I can't do
Let
it.
Me get four New York rappers. Go Nas. You're a DJ.
We've done this before.
I don't care.
All right, you want me to do it now?
Now we got four New York rappers.
Let's do it.
This is easy for you.
In this current moment of 2024 that we're in, right? Because I'm a year ahead out here. You know what I'm saying? I'ma go. Let me start off the fights already. Joey Badass. I'ma go Nas.
Brooklyn.
I'ma go Biggie. And then I'ma go just to piss y'all off.
He is about to. He's going crazy now.
Chuck D.
Shit, yeah, he's going crazy.
Yeah, remember that list if you want to.
He's going crazy.
Hip hop masters coming. Hip hop doctor.
Y'all know I hate this. Question. I know. That's why, listen.
Which is why I love it.
Listen with you. All right.
All right. So my four New York Giants is see how they did it.
Yeah, boy. All right. Yeah.
It's blue.
Let me get your four. Can I get? Nah, go ahead. It's
the fact that you didn't put J on here as well.
That's I think that's a message. You know that, right?
I'm aware. So I got. Oh, matter of fact, let's do it even better than this. I got two cats from Brooklyn and I got two cats from Queens. Go ahead,
Nas. So you got Nas, you got Jay.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? You're doing from Queens, you're doing LL. Because you.
No.
No?
It's not Humble. Yeah.
I know you're doing 50.
Yeah, just correct.
I knew that. I'm having fun, y'all. Relax. Because I know Will. So you got Nas, you got 50, you got Jay, and the fourth one you said from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Biggie. Really? No surprises at all?
Hey, bro. Not.
All right. All right. Court, come on through. Because, you know, Will's boring and shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You picked all four from your area.
Pop
you didn't realize
smoke,
that, right?
Flock.
Correct.
Chef G.
Wait.
I just want to see. Not out of seat.
Wait.
I'm right now. I'm not being serious. I promise.
Shit. ASAP Ferg. ASAP Rocky.
Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
Jay-Z. Biggie.
Mm.
50.
See yeah, that 50. He didn't do that for me. Look at that.
Get Rich or Die Tryin' is probably the best rap album I've ever heard.
I'm not mad at it.
He said it.
Yeah. Yo, relax.
Diamond Artist.
Almost. He's not.
Worldwide, he went third. So 13 million.
Yeah, who the fourth? I'm
Pop
sorry.
Smoke.
Pop.
Huh? I want to do it for my generation.
Okay.
Or the generation before after me.
Hey, see, Pop. The interesting shit about Pop is I feel
I'm
like
a millennial. He's Generation Z. There's a difference. I came up before.
Y'all yeah, shaking hands. I don't know. Right.
I came up before. I still was dial up. I was still going outside.
I want to tell you how much that fucking like, that New York was hurt me, but it is what it is. Because you know, there's like four rappers, and I'm like, yeah, I really like Jadakiss a lot.
Bro, that's what I was trying to think.
I'm a Wild fan.
I'm substituting RP Pop Smoke. God bless his soul. I'm substituting.
Subbing out Jada for Pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Like that was when I was
like, now I'm comfortable.
Okay, yeah.
Man, I mean, this is why they asked me these lists and not right,
so
y'all. Cool.
So
you know,
now last one.
One more?
The state we live in.
All right. Wait, we doing the state, we doing the city?
Oh, this is the state, bro.
Wait, no, everything else was city. Now you're going to switch the state?
The city of New York?
Oh, I thought you meant Atlanta.
Oh, so Atlanta.
All right, draw the boat.
I'm using the state because certain people, who I'm not going to do that to them.
Exactly my point.
Where Jeezy from? Can I put him on my list?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why I said let me get the state.
That's what I'm saying. So
that's why I said let me get the state. And can I count Outkast as one person?
No. Big Boy is not from Atlanta, number one. So
that's why I said, can I get the state?
Big Boy is from Savannah. He has said that and made that clear.
Hey, can I get
times,
the state so. And can I count Outkast as one person?
No,
I got stipulations.
No. Pick your four and let's go because we got things to get to. Because once again, these lists don't mean a goddamn thing.
I got mine. Want me to go?
Yeah, good.
Nah, why you keep letting them off the hook? No, Will brought this up. Right. I like, if I'm going to give him the shovel, to dig himself.
Cool. So I'm going.
Cool. Outcast, go next.
I'm going. Outcast is one person.
All right, whatever.
I'm using that as my one.
All right, go ahead.
Outcast is a group is one.
Yeah.
Jeezy is two.
Uh huh. You're not going to count USDA as one? All right, go ahead.
Who? You looking for blood raw?
Listen.
Nah.
All right, cool.
I don't want to.
All right, so you got Jeezy, you got Outkast as one. Go ahead.
And I'll be honest with you, that's when the list got, when I was like, all right, hold on a second. That's when I slowed down and I was like, well, all right, wait.
You got two left.
Yeah, let's get serious now.
You got two left, bro.
Let's get serious now. I like, Ludacris is my third.
Okay. He's from Chicago, but whatever.
Nah, he's
I know. Yeah. Keep going. I'm
fucking. He's an Atlanta guy. All
right. DTP.
Lil Baby.
Wow. Respectfully.
Psych.
Oh. Yo.
You psych. In the same energy I used one spot for Outkast.
Thought you was my dog for sure.
I'm sorry. I'm using one spot for the Migos.
Okay. Definitely. I like that.
Let's go.
I'm not doing this.
That's my Mount Rushmore of nine.
That's a spot master right there.
Mount Rushmore with seven people on it.
Right. At least now you're telling the truth.
Oh, it's a fact.
Y'all squeeze
in. Yeah. Hey, slide over.
Right.
Come on,
I can't see your face.
Go ahead. So we can get into something else.
I'm going to go Ludacris, T.I., Future.
Holy shit, Tip. Ooh, Future.
And Ludacris, T.I., Future.
He's stalling.
That one.
He's stalling.
Hey, it was always that last one. You're like, I don't want to fucking shit on nobody.
I had it. But I'm going to go Ludacris, T.I., Future.
You said what?
And
bruh.
Young Thug.
You sure?
Yeah, because he birthed a lot of people.
Ooh.
But Future didn't.
Hey, I heard somebody tell me Young Thug is the fucking greatest rapper of all time.
Okay, one more time. Hold on a second so I can focus. You said Thug,
Ludacris, T.I., Future, and Young Thug.
And Thug.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with that.
All right, now it's Mr. Atlanta. You've been here for 48 years.
I've been here the longest out of everybody. Yeah. Out of us three, I should say.
So you got you got the Young Bloods?
Listen, shout out the Young Bloods, man.
You finna say Kweli.
Yo, wait, man. What?
That nigga's definitely not.
Yo, I got a funny story about him. Anyway, go ahead.
We get to it.
He's definitely from Brooklyn.
So he is definitely.
Not Kweli, but Ali. Kilo Ali.
Nah, he's not doing that.
I'm not doing that either.
Kaya.
Nah, she's from Tampa. Like, let's I'm now just fucking come with you at this point. I'm about to say, all right, let's get to a good shit to talk about. So, personal four, I'm going T.I. I'm going Andre. Motherfucker. I'm going.
How long you dislike Big Boy?
Jeezy.
Yeah.
And I'm going. Oh, that last one's tough. I'm
telling you, that day is like, yo.
The Carolina has a fucking lot of artists, bro.
I'm going Big Gip.
Ooh.
I'm going Big Gip.
That was different.
I'm going Big Gip. Hello? Like, talking about what we're talking about.
Hip hop doctor.
Cultural influence and things like that.
Hello, Gucci man? Hold on. He right here.
That's fine. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, Gooch, let me talk to you for a second.
Yo, Gooch.
I'm proud of you. Right?
Some people have Gooch.
We happy. We happy you're succeeding right now.
You all
right? But you're not on the mountain.
Mm.
You're not on the mountain, bro.
Mm.
Not on my personal mountain.
I put Gucci on the T.I.
You know, Eastside, you know,
I agree.
Zone 6 may have an issue with that, but I'm just saying.
You from Glenwood, nigga.
Talk the Future. Hold on.
JP said bone crusher. Now, that's crazy. Hey,
are we done now? Not to owe him a check.
Are we done now? Nah, he owe me a check.
Easy.
Oh, are we done with this now for this quarter?
I'm done with it.
All right, thank you for causing all this.
I just love lists. I can't help it.
Speaking of Atlanta, what you doing Valentine's Day?
Getting married.
Hey, what?
You know the vibe. Andre hit me on the jet. Say, yo, Will, come through, bro. I got you.
Hey, yo. Tell us, come on, talk to people.
Maybe that's
about.
Not what happened.
That's right. It might have been close.
Oh shit! The awesome mayor of this beautiful city we live in is marrying a ton of folks in the park on Valentine's Day.
Piedmont Park,
basically, which is if you're not here, this would be Atlanta's Central Park.
Basically,
what?
Yeah, that's accurate.
It's Atlanta's Central Park.
That's dead on.
That's not off.
That is dead on.
Repeat that one more time, bro.
Piedmont Park is Atlanta's Central Park.
No, New York. I understand that. Oh, I'm saying, what's the
talking about the real issue. My bad. We on it.
Oh, no. He's marrying like a ton of people. Like, basically, you come to the park, he's going to marry you. Like, officially. Yeah. For real.
He's in a,
not a Kanye marriage.
He's an officiant.
Just for the bloopers.
That's a shot. That's a shot.
You said that? Oh, yeah,
I caught that. But no, he's a true officiant of the court, so he's able to marry people. Wow. So, in one of the greatest PR moves I have seen this last 2-3 years.
Definitely.
You can go to Piedmont Park on Valentine's Day and be married by the current mayor of the city of Atlanta, Mayor Dre
Dawkins. Do they call him Andre? I don't know if they do that, right?
Listen, man, Dre the homie, so.
Mama name Dre?
That line is going to be crazy, so you're going to have a lot of people on
the way. It's about to be a stadium full of people just standing there with, like, wedding dresses on.
Listen.
Hugging and kissing. Men, women.
The first.
Everything in between.
I'm pulling up. I need the bloopers.
Oh, I ain't even use those politically correct words. Females, males.
Oh, shit.
Standing out there to get married.
So my point is this. Because that's funny. My point is this.
All kind of pluses and Qs.
Oh,
and
boy. All kind of letters and alphabets and asterisks. Kind of
alphabet boys is out.
You was doing so well.
Yeah, Piedmont Park is definitely going down.
Listen. And one of the best PR moves I have seen in a minute, because we already had Mayor named Keisha, right?
Spooking
he took
on
this
that
opportunity
Keisha.
To say, you know what?
Hey, y'all, watch this.
I'm here for the city. I'm here for the people. Mm. I'm going to marry all of y'all on one day, Valentine's Day.
All y'all's.
It is brilliant marketing. Africa Alive, she said the same thing. It's great marketing.
It's fucking brilliant.
Oh, my gosh.
I
got to salute it. Like, yo, just when I saw it, I was like.
Is Andre Dickens?
Yes. Yeah. I said Dawkins early, didn't I? My bad.
He's a dunk the basketball. He's good.
Yeah.
Play for the Sixers.
Yeah, that's other Dawkins.
Yo. I don't see color or any kind of thing. I just see love, and that's what I believe in.
Indeed. So wait,
for me.
Oh shit! So you talking about the next rollout?
This is the beginning of the rollout.
This is the beginning of the rollout.
Like, I'm getting ready. I got 2 more years before we start again?
Oh
let's start now.
Yeah.
Let's start right now.
Oh my gosh! Y'all worried about Cop City? Watch this.
Remember that time I married y'all?
I'm just thinking about the traffic.
So I'd be downtown. Chill.
You know what he does?
So I live out there. Chill. Yo, remember that time I married y'all? You ain't gonna vote for me?
Oh, man.
All right. Okay.
Toy, what up? What you think of this idea? Toy, been quiet. We talking about love for a second.
Toy, I asked Toy to marry me on Sunday. She said no.
That quick?
I don't need your girlfriend killing me.
Hey.
That's a fact. Both of us. I appreciate you looking
at me. I love a good snap episode, though.
Nah, chill. Right. I don't.
What do you think of this idea, though, Toya? Because I know you believe in love because you Aries. You know, we team Aries. We believe in love is out here. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking go.
Here we go. What you
Every
think?
Every time we talk about love,
if somebody, you was ready,
some Aries got to bring up team Aries.
You wouldn't do that?
No mass wedding?
Nah? No. You want the focus on you?
Yeah. Focus on.
Okay.
That's another
I ain't mad at that.
How sentimental is this, ceremony going to be? Like, is it going to be crazy rushed? Like,
all right,
let's go next.
House.
It's an outside courthouse, but the mayor is doing it, though.
Outside courthouse?
Mayor Dre is doing this.
Outside courthouse, okay.
Yo, thank y'all for coming out, man. I now pronounce y'all man and wife, and coming to the stage is Kaya. And then all the ladies pop, yo, pussy like.
Yo, get off the mic. We got to go.
That'll be so Atlanta.
That is not Atlanta. How can you say that?
Bro.
You know what the song is they're going to play.
I know.
Thank you.
What are they playing?
Future. You know what they're... No, they're not playing. Listen,
March Madness is
y'all
coming.
Y'all are horrible.
Welcome to Atlanta's coming on?
No, ain't none of that. What is wrong with y'all? Like, how do y'all
Bruno
not
Mars.
Hear... I'm going to play this version, so...
They're playing Bruno.
They're not playing. This is what they're playing. Hold on.
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see saying that I chose this cute kind of line
I want to be. She can hear it. International Players Anthem.
You...
There's no way.
It's going to be crazy.
There's
parody,
no
though.
Way
like,
that is not getting played.
I don't see how that's going to be ever.
Somebody's going to be dressed up.
Somebody's going to take it serious, and then I don't know how this going
to
go.
You got a couple dressed up like Teletubbies. This shit's going to be crazy out there.
Network King said.
Niggas get married dressed in anime characters. This shit about to be all kind of.
If you're a content creator, this is like a crazy alley.
This is what I'm saying. 2023.
Yeah.
Network King said, Jagged Edge, let's get married. That's a good choice. I ain't going to lie.
Yes.
I mean, they're still going to go with International Players Anthem, but. Let's get made is a good choice as well.
I'm about to bring it.
Shout out, Jay.
I'm about to bring a microphone
this
and a fucking
Piedmont
coffee
Park.
Table.
They're
I think
definitely playing Taylor Swift.
Yo, we should just go out there and just set up a table.
No, seriously, though.
And offer what?
And part the whole thing.
Did part the whole shit. Don't even matter. Yo, we interviewing y'all. Come here. What the fuck made y'all come out here?
Yeah, that's keep great marketing.
Yeah, keep it a buck.
We doing a live show?
Now, that's great marketing.
Y'all saying it. They're going to want it.
Valentine's
Are people going to want it?
Wearing a red velvet suit out there. Let's go.
Some Adam Sandler wedding singer type shit. Oh
man.
My
god! Pour up enough juice. I'm here.
I ain't doing nothing Valentine's Day, so I mean, fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Court, don't
Will's booked.
Man, Court, don't get yourself in trouble, bro.
No, I ain't saying nothing.
I can't, baby. Not said I gotta work.
Oh my gosh.
I had plans, but not said.
Cool.
I had plans. Not said I gotta come.
I just had that whole dialogue play through my head.
It went start to finish. It went terribly, didn't it?
Yeah.
He said real bad. He said bad, real bad.
Valentine's Day. See, the problem is now y'all got me thinking about making this happen. Not me. I'm talking about us doing a live broadcast. Let me stop talking about it.
Because
it'd be a lot of
somebody
other
things. Yeah,
you already know.
Can we pivot for a second? Yeah,
of course,
talk
please.
To me,
in the lane.
We had this discussion between me and the guys, and my question to them was.
Thank you, JP.
Because they're all fathers too.
Okay.
So, the question I posed to them was,
843.
How did you deal with rejection, and who or what taught you about rejection, and how do you explain and teach rejection to your kid?
That's how the fuck you. That's what happens when you miss a fucking
that's
week.
We talked about that last show.
That's what happens when you miss a week.
We had that. That's the topic of last show.
Well, we talked for like an hour on this last show. How you gonna
miss a week?
You know what?
We love you though.
Talk to him.
You have to watch it. Sorry.
Listen, bro. Listen. When I say I was trying to wait for you, but then Toya poised it or Toya proposed said, it in a beautiful way.
We don't need
him. We gonna chop it up about it. Then let's go something else. Then
no, I don't listen.
Because it had to do with someone getting killed.
Look, the networking is—he's eating it up too. I'm sorry, bro.
It was like literally word for word. Like
part two though.
Before Africa get the gun.
Like, did you watch it?
Africa
don't shoot.
He said we need part two.
Subscribe and follow on YouTube, unlike Record does. Poor P4AP Pod. Oh my gosh.
All right, so real quick, back to my
We do need a part two though.
Right,
we need a part two though.
So this is based off my son. And we asked about my weekend, I said I'm gonna get back to it.
Okay.
All right, so I have my kids. We had a great weekend. So my son wakes up, well, he's gonna be mad at me for telling the story, but it ain't crazy. He waked up, he was angry as shit, and I was just like, I said, fam, like why are you mad? And I went to work and I worked with a particular person. That shit's always fucking angry. Like 1,000% of the time.
Okay.
Right? And I started thinking to myself, like, yo, like, there are people in this world that are just like just consumed by that type of energy. That are just angry, upset, mad, like 1,000% of the time.
This is what you said to Trey, or this?
No, that's not what I'm saying to him.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Like, the shit I said to him was like, I was like,
what up, bro?
The shit I said to him was, I was like, you know, sometimes like happiness is, it's not necessarily what's going on; it's how you choose to approach it.
Mm.
Like that's nice. I gave him the good shit first, which was the like it's how you choose to approach it. I was like, you think everything goes right?
Mm.
I was like, nah, everything goes wrong. Like I'm just, but how your approach and what you add to it is what's going to determine how you act. I can't control everything around me. I cannot.
Holistic, what up?
I cannot, but I can control how I act. I can control how I react to it. I can control my like what I respond to. I can control what I watch. I can control what I put in my body. All that's the shit that's in my control.
What did he say to that?
He was like, yeah. I was like, so everything in perspective. I could choose to look at you knocking that cup over and be like, God damn it, that's the last bit of juice I had. Or I could say, you know something? Fucking Doc said I need to drink more water, so.
That's more accurate.
That shit, that's my choice.
Yeah.
We both right. We both, but like, how you going to choose to look at it? And I think a lot of shit is perspective, and that's some shit I try to buckle in him. But, when like, that was that part of it. But that's when I went to work, man. And when I went to work and I just seen people that were just like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how the fuck you roll out the bed every single goddamn day and you mad?
They look at the cup.
I can't. Yo, there's an older cat that like that drives for me. And I tell him all the time, he's like, yo, what are you doing? I was like, yo, I'm happy to be alive. He's like, why you say the same thing every day? I was like, because that shit is a fact. Right. I was like, because you think it's some cliche shit. No, for real.
Man.
I know a lot of people that they ain't here.
Yeah.
That was younger than me and better shaped than me. And from my knowledge, living good lives, me and I'm like, I'm the one that's here. Right. Like, thank you.
Right.
Like that shit is not ain't none of it guaranteed. So like when you don't choose these days to try to just like have that mentality, like damn, I just been like, damn, what a loss. Like that's every day is like that for you.
Mm.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, that's some, bro, no wonder you don't want to fucking wake up. Like, I'd be mad having to go to work and I'd be like, damn.
At least I'm here.
I'm here though. They'd be like, damn, you ain't never in a bad mood. I was like, nah, I said, that ain't it. Like, bro, I'm looking at the fact that, you know something? I'm here. A lot of motherfuckers wish they could complain about something.
Yeah.
I'm here. I done woke up. I done put my fucking pants on. Shit's a little snug because I'm fat. But, like, I'm here.
Speaking of, you been in the gym this year?
Nigga, not at all. I've been eating terribly. This shit is, it's boy, that's a whole nother issue.
So what you waiting on?
Man, I don't know, bro.
Seriously.
You're a quitter.
Let's put the, yo. Don't try to, don't let him deflect. Don't let him deflect.
Yeah, I definitely am.
And don't fall for it.
It's crazy y'all talked about that last week, bro. Wow.
The court still on that?
Fuck me up, bro.
We're going to run it back for you.
You know what it
time.
Was? He jumped on. Cause I saw when you jumped on last week. It was after.
Right,
we
had, like, probably right after
right
you got
after
off.
It, right after is when, yeah. you, when you jumped on.
Because not telling me how to chair for 2 fucking hours.
Yet, I did. Talking about some real shit.
That's how good it was.
Yeah, shout out Network King. Yeah.
I missed that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. It's good. No, we'll bring back a part 2.
You missed the show.
Things like that.
You missed a message.
You missed a message. That's it. That's a fact.
Definitely.
What else we got left? We got anything left? Because we got a few minutes and
Are you gonna sprinkle some in for this last okay.
Well, maybe. I just wanna make sure we talk about everything we need to talk about.
No, that's the one I was gonna ask, like, yeah, when you I know you have certain things you use, like when you wake up and that how you get through your day and how you wake up with, like, even when shit is negative, that you choose to see it a different way.
Yeah, ain't nothing negative. They all lessons.
That's it.
I was telling somebody recently, because I was briefly in a relationship in 2023, briefly, right?
It's the 24th of the month.
Nigga, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. Toya, get him.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Toya got a relationship?
Toya got questions for real now.
Right, listen, situation. Listen, court. Nah, it was actual official tissue, bro. And all of that.
First one in how long?
10 rope. Plus.
Shit, bro. So, you ain't had a relationship since the Giants won the Super Bowl.
You better hope the Jets get Aaron Rodgers. Man,
hey, we stink. I'm not even. I don't even have no. I have no leg to stand on. I just got to take advantage of this. Like, this one little window Nats I got.
Nats had a.
What the?
Nats signed a 10-day contract.
Like, yeah, hey,
did they give you a jersey? I was in the league.
Now the jersey's up in the rafters. Yeah. Just
I was in the league. Fuck you mean?
Cause listen, listen, it was all kind of clothes. The Santa Claus, Paul's right. Clothes. Yeah. Listen, Blue's Clues. Right, listen, the point is.
Go ahead. So this nigga signed a 10-day. That's
the point.
That's,
the point, bro, well is. The point is. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody else who was going through something similar when it came to, you know, love situations, things like that. And I was explaining to this person, like, yo, we got to understand when things like that happen, we have to take the lessons for the lessons and forget the person. Mm. Take the lessons, learn from the lessons, but forget the person. Because if you hold on to the person,
carry it to the next one.
You carry it on to the next person. You see what I'm saying? And then I don't know about y'all. We talking about we being happy to be alive. 2023, 2024 is not promised. So bringing the extra energy, even though it may be painful and they may have done some real jacked up stuff, you got to learn from the lessons. What can you take away from this so that you can improve on the situation, whatever situation you want next? Because you may decide, like, you know what? I'm going to be a passport, bro, after this, and I'm just going overseas.
Oh, shit.
Right? We going to get to that next week.
Hold on. Number two. Take it easy.
Or you may want to, you know, pursue something more serious in the future. Learn from the lessons, but forget the person. And they were like, you know what? You're right.
Mm. I like that. I'm still in that.
Everybody been through something, yo. Yeah. It's just, it ain't just you.
Right.
It ain't just me.
Speaking of relationship, though,
let's go.
Shit, come on, I got a spicy
Africa
question.
Africa, relax.
I'm gonna keep it PG-13, but
Africa, get him.
It's an intriguing question, honestly, because
this shit about to be crazy.
It makes you think, you know.
It's about threesome.
All right, so.
All right, come on, go ahead.
Let him rock, yo.
I'm glad I missed that, but
I am too.
Now, okay, you're in a relationship, right? Would you mind your partner watching?
Wait, say it one more time. I'm sorry.
Would you mind your partner watching adult videos?
What are they getting from it?
They just like to watch adult videos. Do you care?
Nah, I don't care.
Why can't you say porn? Why does it have to be adult videos?
Because it's out of respect. Porn is very disrespectful. It's like saying gay.
I was going to make it sound raunchy, but...
Yeah. You can't say that.
Whoa.
What you is can't, going on? You can't say gay.
You can say gay.
Well, it's not. Cannot say that anymore. It's derogatory. Well,
all right. You back cool, to are you cool with your partner watching porn?
But... First of all, I don't give a shit. But but my question would be, what are we watching this for? Like,
people, some people just enjoy shit.
Yeah,
they like to watch it.
I got questions. Sometimes. Like, you taking notes? Like, you got
porn? Nah, but this is my question. Okay, so okay. Y'all are cool with your partners watching porn?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Is it okay if it's somebody they know?
Hell nah.
Why?
Nah. Nigga, what? Bro, chill.
I'm saying
No,
not
sir.
Somebody that had sexual intercourse. I with, don't. Somebody that
hell
just know.
Nah.
Wait, like, so
is it a guy or girl?
Like, yo, that's Derek from. That's Derek from 10th grade.
Hold on, it's a guy or girl she watching.
It's
Derek. Nah, fuck that. Nah, nigga.
You used to like, how was the nigga?
I don't care, man. I used to like this nigga. Fuck that nigga, man. That nigga. So, yo, chill. That nigga shared his butter crunch cookies with you. So I don't
that,
fuck with him.
Is it not contradicting?
Absolutely. And it's a double standard. What's up?
Life is through life is about contradictions.
It's a contradicting and it's a double standard.
Yeah,
what's the problem?
That shit chopped cheese with me.
Anytime I hear and this is not one thing I don't know about relationships, obviously. Anytime a woman comes at me about something like that, I just reverse it. How would you feel if you was in my situation? How would you feel?
Oh yeah,
that's when the truth comes out.
Yeah, that's Sarah. She got a fat ass.
But I'm just supporting it all. That's just a homie. All
right. So that being said, you would feel some type of way if all right. Yeah, that's the same shit.
Yeah, she knew him.
Watching somebody's OnlyFans or something like.
Chill, man.
Well, that's not porn though. But unless what they doing on OnlyFans is different. Yeah, I mean, depends on what it is. That's
OnlyFans is porn. If you got OnlyFans, you do porn.
Definitely.
Congratulations.
Nah, not necessarily. People be into the fact. I mean, I don't know. I don't be OnlyFans like that. But the point is,
you got a little foot thing. It's all right.
Nah, I don't understand that. But anyway, I'm ahead of judge.
I love feet.
Me personally, like I said, bignaturaltoes.org. In that aspect, if you know the person, no. It's kind of like too personal. It's like you're a little too close to reach.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You might be able to.
You following nigga on IG.
Yeah, like it's
a DM slide's coming. Surely,
that's like a connection to me, so I'm straight.
Nigga sending you dills pics on your DM. Chill, I don't trust this nigga. Anywhere in a cocksock.
But technically,
fuck out of
it's
here.
Really, it's really the same as same. Honestly,
in what way?
No.
At the end of the day, the whole gist of it is watching somebody have sexual intercourse. So,
but you know the person.
Not, uh-huh. The foul is them watching sexual intercourse.
Is that the foul?
Okay,
technically entertainment.
Let me
you.
Specify why is a hang up for me when you said it. Because I'm considering it as somebody I'm dating, right? Or involved with. And you're... It depends on how they phrase the shit to me, bro. Because it could be like, well, I'm trying to support my homegirl.
Allowed. Allowed.
But if it's...
Your homeboy, flag on the play.
All right, let's just put in a scenario. Like you
call
catch
it,
you show you she watching videos. You walk in from DJing, and you walk in your girl doing her thing.
Yeah,
and you like, all right, and she like, it just so happened the conversation gets around to, yeah, I know him from back then. He's from my neighborhood.
Talking too much.
Instant fucking attitude. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I've never dealt with him before. I never had no dealings. Nothing like that.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do.
Know him.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. Until it becomes a repeat offense, I ain't paying it no attention.
So you gonna let the first one ride?
Oh yeah, I ain't paying that shit no mind.
Okay.
Cause you know women, they throw that hook,
point.
Line, and sink
That's
out there. They
point.
Trying to see.
Now if you watch it again, you interested.
Yo, it's the same scene?
Yeah.
I don't even watch the same scene.
You fantasizing at this point. Too heavy.
So now it's telling you something else is going on in that case. Coach Rice, what up? So now I want to get to really the core of where the issue is. What's the root? What are we really talking about?
Let's
to piggyback off of that, are you okay with your partner having a celebrity crush?
Yeah.
Man, I don't care about that.
I don't care about that.
Africa says
so. So what if they watch celebrity crush porn? Sex tape.
So the
don't you don't know him. You don't know him.
Yo, you got to understand, man. Most celebrities are trash.
No,
so if you into it at all, like on a serious level, I'm gonna look at you a little different. You know what I'm saying?
They going crazy with Knots right now.
What happened?
Africa says, so Knots, you gonna support me in my next movie?
Nah.
I love you though.
Nah. That's a whole lot. Listen. Nah, she sees.
JP said, I heard Knots mix playing in the background on a few OnlyFans teasers.
JP, you gotta relax.
He's wild. JP.
That's funny.
Not so weird. Moonlight.
How did we get this about me?
Oh, right. Shit. I love you. That wasn't even mine. That shit was just funny.
Yeah, that's a crazy one. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn, JP.
Nah, bro. She can't have. Nah, man. Nah, man.
Too personal. I got
it. Yeah, bro. You walk in there, she might be touching. Man, listen. You leave. I gotta leave.
You gotta leave after that?
You go in there and she just finger blasting and stuff. You ain't gonna be like, yo.
What if the dude out of reach though? She just know the nigga. Like, he might live in a whole other state, married with kids and all
what
that.
What if you be standing by the door, you look in and she's calling his name out while she's just pleasuring herself?
Yeah, it's done. Yeah. She basically want the nigga, right?
Oh, word? That was Flo Eric, right? That's who you fucking with?
Yeah, yeah.
That's who you wanna be with?
I ain't even
gonna lie. Shit out the closet.
My petty meter is gonna shoot past the roof. So it's either I leave out with dignity or it's gonna get crazier there.
We're going to have an interesting conversation. I'll put it
We're going to leave it alone.
We're going to have an interesting conversation.
That was funny, though. I like it.
It was interesting. It was an interesting conversation. Because now I'm seeing certain people pop on. It's an interesting conversation. that shall take place if that situation ever arose or arise or arisen.
BFF.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's anything else? That was a good question, though, Court. That was interesting.
I like it. No, I'm good, bro. That shit was that was it for me. Now, I'm really on it. All right, wait, leave on something positive real quick.
That
you gotta,
was positive. What you mean?
Damn sure was. I'm positive I'm gonna be upset, man.
Right.
Papoose, you supposed to tell me what Papoose just had some news?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the homie Papoose, because y'all remember last year, actually the last year and a half, Papoose is dropping projects every month.
Yeah, he went crazy
right?
last year.
On the independent path, independent label doing his own thing.
Yep.
He has accepted a position, I think it was either today or yesterday, with TuneCore. TuneCore, for those who don't know, is an organization that a lot of independent artists use. They pay them fairly. They pay them their royalties. They do a lot of the work on the back end that a lot of independent artists need. Hip-hop, rock, pop, they cover everything. He's accepted a position as head of hip-hop for TuneCore. And I was saluting that. Hold on. I was saluting that because the brother knows he's been independent for mad long. He's going to be able to provide a different level of a knowledge base that's really going to help a lot of artists. So, you know, we hear a lot of good news, thankfully. But I just thought that was something that we needed to salute and really pay attention to, especially in 2023 not when real. So many people are, we talk all the time about artists selling their
catalogs.
Is it underpaid? Should they have gotten more? Things like that. This is something he'll be in a position now to help a lot of artists really get to another level because he's done it. It's kind of how, what reminded me of it is when Jay took the president position at Def Jam. And even though they didn't turn out the best for some people was a great move. Some people,
that's dope.
But I'm just using that as a comparison
right.
because it's TuneCore and it's Papoose. And, you know, we need people like that who will actually know what the hell they're talking about.
I like seeing good people.
You know what
win.
I'm saying? That's it.
That's a solid dude. I like seeing
good people. Yeah, man. Win, I want the projects to keep coming.
Well, it got you to know a point where it's like, yo, Papoose can just rap.
And we'd be happy with it.
So now I'm glad he's really extending his hand and making more moves.
Indeed. Coco Jones, what up?
All right, man. It feel good to have a team back together.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Just a large, bro. Just you know, just next week.
Whatever.
I got to talk to.
Whatever. Every season is on the way.
It's on the way. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, he's slim, so he can wear winter shit in the summertime. He's going to be all right. Don't get me no winning shit
healthy,
sometime,
right?
My nigga.
You know, it's what happens, B. But yeah, no, we're going to talk about that Passport Bros next week. You remind me to talk about that. And also,
Passport fucking bros.
Yeah,
about,
I know.
Let's talk about how AI is taking over the engineering world.
Mark
too.
It down to.
Yeah.
We got things to get to and places to be.
Stay tuned.
I know some of y'all saw on my page, Africa, talking about, yo, Notch supposed to be DJing right now. I'm headed over there after the show. Turntable Tuesday is my homie DJ Naturel. So I should be, I believe my set starts at 10. The show started at 8. So if y'all want to tune in now since we done, jump on over to her twitch.tv/DJ Naturel. She's on the rocket right now. I'm going to start and get on in an hour. Just, you know, vibe out, have some good energy and things like that. Tomorrow, Mila Lounge. We are still doing the best damn karaoke dinner party in the city. Each and every Wednesday, Friday, I'm at Jules Lounge doing a whole lot of fun stuff. And then Sunday we back at Handlebar comedy show. We're gonna watch the end of the conference games, you know what I'm saying, the real Super Sunday, things like that. That's what I got going on. What's up with y'all doing?
Yeah, I'll be in the I'm gonna pop up at least one of these events.
Yeah,
just one.
Okay,
just one. Yeah, probably just one.
Court, what about you?
What, since I got playing this weekend?
Yeah.
I'm watching football, man.
You don't even be hooping no more.
It's Sunday, yo. Oh, it's off season, ain't it?
They got a bye week. That's all.
Oh, okay.
We back at it.
All right, we need to get an update.
I didn't go
on
to my last
year.
Game because you know the Giants was playing.
This nigga skipped that shit for no reason, huh?
The game for the Giants was at 4:30. The game for my game was at 4:30.
Keep it a buck. You wish you would have went.
Went to what?
Did the game instead of watching that?
Nah, this is when they played Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
That was the right play.
All right.
This one I'd have been like, nah, I'm gonna go pick this. It's gonna be a little bit rougher.
All the way.
Yo, shout out to Hobie Sleepy Green. He's like, yo, this is the best Eagles team I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I thought about it, because Sleep's my age. I was like, you know what? He's damn near right. The Vic years, they had no team like this. Nah. Randall Cunningham had no team like this.
I'm an old head. I love them Randall Cunningham teams.
Listen, but not as complete as it looked. Anyway, let's get out of here.
Sports shows.
We'll be back next week, y'all. We got more clips, more things coming, more special episodes posting. Make sure y'all follow at P4AP Pod on IG. Follow at 92.6 The Mix. Toy, I'm overdue for a visit on Love Overboard. I mean, Love Over Emotions. So we still got to schedule that.
Toy don't want you on that show.
Yeah, shit. I bring them ratings. I bring ratings out here.
She don't want you on. You don't ask 7 weeks in a row. She said no.
All right.
And JP coming down again.
Yeah. He's got time another visit as well. But yeah, we got some more stuff coming up. We got 2 more weeks left in this season. We're kicking off a new season. After that, I would say something else, but every time I say it, it don't happen. Nope. So I'm like, I say that. Anything else? William H?
Yeah, tune in to Court TV, man. Y'all check in Boys in Blue. That's really a crazy show. Give you a lot of perspective and insight on
so you can do that on the outro?
Yeah, my bad.
No, you good. I mean, you good. No, I need to know because it's been a minute.
I might watch it.
Now watch Boys in Blue, man. It's about these cops in Minnesota that's football coaches in the city.
No, I've seen that commercial.
Sound like a reality show.
It is.
Oh, okay.
But it's not scripted. I feel like it's...
Yeah, documentary showish.
Really good show, though, man. We can go in perspective next week, huh?
It's Black Coaches?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. It get cold like Minnesota?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, chill. My fault. That was unnecessary.
On three.
Three, two, one.
Yeah.